Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
Our guest is Elton Hill, and he has written a book called Poetic Gestures. Elton's book is a collection of poetry regarding real-life issues that we all live through at some point in our lives. Hello, Elton. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Elton, what inspired you to write this book of poetry?
I started writing this book of poetry because I wanted to dedicate a book in memory to my wife's death and also about the 9/11 attack that happened back in 2001. And so it inspired other people to know that there is still hope even after disaster.
If I may ask, we're all, of course, familiar with 9/11, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But if I may ask, what happened with your wife?
My wife, she had cancer, and she had for like 5 years. I think the first 5 years that we was married, she was diagnosed with cancer 3 months after we got married. And she fought it for 5 years before she died.
So is it safe to assume that many of the poems are love poems centering around your feelings for your wife?
Yes. They are love poems that are centered around her. And then also, that was the special poem that I dedicated to her at the day of her death.
And let's talk about 9/11. What is it about 9/11 that inspired you to write poetry?
The 9/11 event, I know it affected so many lives, and I just wanted to put my feelings out there about how we can bounce back from the 9/11 attack, and it was devastating for a lot of us, and it affected us in so many different ways. So I just want to express my opinion out there about 9/11 and how we can recover from it.
Elton, is this your first attempt at writing a book, and had you written poetry before the circumstance with your wife and with 9/11?
Yes, this is my first attempt at writing one, and I used to write poetry when I was in the 10th grade, and I also wrote for my college paper when I was in college.
Would you have some of the poetry with you?
Yes, I do.
If you don't mind, let's start with a poem about 9/11.
Okay, it says, September 11, 2001 was a very tragic day. Thousands of people lost their lives in a horrific way. Our lives were changed in an instant when those planes went down. There was mass hysteria all over the ground. Our nation was in shock when the Twin Towers fell. The rescue team came to our aid, but for some to no avail. The rescue workers went into those buildings without blinking an eye. And all of them knew on that day they probably would die. The love they had for other people's, is the reason they went in. It was a true heroic effort done by both women and men. A painful feeling came over me when those people died, a feeling of empathy and anger as I broke down and cried. A sacrifice of life was given to save the lives of others, for inside those towers were innocent fathers and mothers. These people will go down as heroes because of that tragic day. A memorial will be erected for them because it's the American way. That day will be etched in my mind as I look towards the heaven, and we as Americans should never forget what happened on 9/11.
Elton, let's talk about your wife, if we may. Do you have one of the poems in front of you that centers around your wife?
Yes, I do. This is a poem that I did for her the day that she died. It's called Last Goodbye. And it reads as this. It says, as I sit up on your bed, I talked about our past. We shared the kind of love that will always last. Then came the moment you had to say goodbye. In your mind, I knew you were saying, sweetheart, please don't you cry. Even though our time together was not very long, I want you to remember God is calling me home. I didn't want to leave you, but I was in so much pain. I knew that my sickness has put you in a strain. I listened to you talk as you sat up on my bed. I felt your hands rubbing smoothly on my head. I know that I will be missed as I say my last goodbye, but I'm going to a better place, so please don't you cry.
Elton, did you write poetry to your wife before she got sick?
Yes, I did. And I wrote poetry to her before we got sick, and I did one for our wedding.
And did she like your poetry?
She loved it. Yeah, she really loved it.
And how do you think she'd react if she heard the poem that you just read to us?
I think she would be pretty happy about it.
And probably pretty proud of you that you wrote enough poetry and enough good poetry that you were able to publish a book, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Elton, do you have a favorite poem that you've written?
The favorite one that I had was it's a poem that I wrote for a friend of mine. It was called I Live On.
What were the circumstances between yourself and your friend that compelled you to write the poem?
Well, he was a young man. I think he's 25, and just got married, and it became head coroner of Tunica County. And he was killed in a car wreck, and so I dedicated this poem to him and his family.
Would you mind reading some of that, please?
Okay. The title of this poem is I Live On. And it says, when I come to the end of my days, please don't cry, because the Lord had called me to rest, and it's sweet by and by. Though I'm not with you, I need you to be strong. Through the memory of your love, I live on. Though I walk not among you on this earth anymore, I'm resting with souls on the other side of the shore. You can always see me at any time and place. Just close your eyes and imagine you'll see my smiling face. I left behind a family, one I love so dear. The love I share with you all was very much sincere. I had to leave you because God called me home. Through the love you have for me, I live on. To all my family and friends, live your life for Christ, and always count your blessings, sometimes count them twice. Though my death was tragic and my life wasn't long, just remember, through you, I live on.
The author is Elton Hill, and his book is called Poetic Gestures. Elton, how did you come up with the name, the title, Poetic Gestures? Why gestures?
Well, some of the poems that I wrote were like love poems, and I figured people might want to use those to make gestures to a certain person they may want to have something to say to, and they may not know how to do it in poetry, so I just put this book out there so they can read the poetry and maybe use some of the words to say what they want to say.
Elton, how do you come up with the ideas for your poems? I understand that much of it is because of your life experiences, but I would assume that you're going to move forward and write some more poetry. You've been doing it for a long, long time. So what determines what you write about? And talk to me about the process of writing your poetry. What's going through your mind as you're putting words to paper?
Really, I write my poems about different events that happened. And so also, people come to me, want me to just write poems for, like, anniversary, holidays, special events. And as I go through my paper to put on paper, I try to think a way people may think after what they might say, what they want to present to another person.
Have you read the poetry for friends and family members, and how have they reacted?
They loved the poems that I wrote, and they was a big help because they pushed me to go ahead and on to do this. So they were great supporters.
Elton, might you be writing about other world events? I know that some of your poetry is about 9/11. Are there other things out there that pique your interest that you might want to write about?
Also, I want to write about our war veterans, Memorial Day, and different things like that. So that inspires people to support our troops, you know, when they're out there fighting on the battlefield. And there are other things that I plan to write about as well.
Elton, I understand we can get the book on Ex Libris, the exlibris.com website. Are there other places we can find the book?
It's also on barnesandnobles.com, amazon.com.
All right, wonderful. Well, Elton, thank you very much. Good luck with this first book, Poetic Gestures, and good luck with any subsequent books you choose to write.
All right, thank you.
His name is Elton Hill. Once again, the book is called Poetic Gestures.